Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. And I come to you on today, once again, truly saying that I love you in the name of Jesus, with the name of Jesus. God has blessed you and blessed us to see another day. We truly give God praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. It's just who he is and all of what he's done. We thank God for you. And we give God praise, for we just celebrated Resurrection Day, as they would say. But we do thank you, for that's the day when he got up out that grave. And he said, not today. Not today. There's somebody out there in the name of Jesus that needs to say, hallelujah, not today. Not today. It might be a relationship. There might be a job situation. There might be a health issue, praise God. But you have to say, not today, hallelujah. So we come before you on today in the name of Jesus to give you the word, King James Version, praise God. But before we go any further, I want to say God bless you, 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 and you. We want to give God all praise, glory, and honor for who he is. For God is still on the throne, and I give him all praise in the name of Jesus. And yet, I also want to, in addition, give honor to my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. And then I want to acknowledge each and every one of you listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, and even if you're listening to our archive. God bless you, 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 and once again, you. We're coming forth with the reading out of the book of Numbers, chapter 25. As we continue forth, praise God, to read the word of God every day, Monday through Friday. Praise God. We come on at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. In the name of Jesus, I do believe that 4 o'clock on the West Coast and 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock on the East Coast and 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock Mountain Time. Praise God. That's 5 o'clock on West Coast. It's 8 o'clock on the East Coast. It's 7 o'clock Mountain Time. That's California, or I'm sorry, Colorado in that area. Praise God. We do thank you for your continued support, this reference to listening and supporting us on that level, as well as many of you who also support us financially. We appreciate you helping us remain on the air. We have that opportunity, if you'd like, through our PayPal. We have that Shaw David 1968 at yahoo.com. That's Shaw, S-H-A-W, David, C-A-V-I-D, 1968 at yahoo.com. Praise God. If you decide to share this share, help us continue forth. Well, our continued support goes not only just on the radio ministry, but also we go with clothing and food for the homeless and so on. So we do a lot of work in the street as well. So praise God. We want to thank you for once again coming forth on today, taking time to hear us and listen to the word out of the King James Version. Is where the Bible reading is coming from. Once again, we come Monday through Friday. Amen. And then on Sunday, we do come with the message on Sunday. However, we did not come this Sunday for reasons necessary, but yet we still come forth with a message on Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then on Monday, we have a minister, Andrew Orlando, out of Los Angeles, California. God bless him. God is truly blessing him. And we really thank God for him and his ability as continuing forth, even in the midst of this pandemic situation. This man of God continues to press on. And we want to also continue to support him as well. So God bless you for him as well as we pray for you. Go to God and pray. Father, in the name of Father God, as we come before you on this day, a day that you have made, we will rejoice and be glad in this day. For we know that, Father God, apart from you and nothing, but only for you, by you, and with you, are we able to do all things. For God, we thank you for deliverance and salvation, as well as the blood of Jesus. So God, we pray that you continue to allow your presence and your spirit to manifest within our house, in our home, in our lives. Each and every day, those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, radio, computer, however you might be listening, on phone as well, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, once again, God bless each and every one of you. As we continue forth reading out of the Word of God, we come right now with the book of Numbers, chapter 25, in the name of Jesus. Let us read. And Israel abode in Shittim, And the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the other gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal here, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one his men that were joined unto Baal-Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto the brothers of Midian this woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, and were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took the jewelry in his hand. And he went after the men of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through the men of Israel, and the women through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. Those that died in the plague were 24,000. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, find her, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel. While he was zealous of my sake, among them Israel, that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him a covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelites that was slain, even that was slain with the Midianite woman, was Zimrah, the son of Phileas, a priest of the chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianite woman that was slain was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur. He was head over the people and of the chief house of Midian. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, fetch the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wile, wherewith they have beguiled you in the manner of Peor, in the manner of Cozbi, the daughter of prince of the Median, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. Chapter 26. And it came to pass after the plague that the Lord and unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, sang, take the song of the congregation of the children of Israel, for 20 years old and upward, throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar, the priest, stepped with them in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, "Take the son of the people from 20 years on, children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt. Reuben, the eldest son of Israel, the children of Reuben, Anak, of whom cometh the family of the Hanukkah of Pelu, the family of Pelu, Hezron, the family of the Herodites, and Carmi, the family of the Carmonites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and they that were numbered of them were 43,730. And the sons of Pelu, Eliab, and the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abram. And this is that Dathan and Abram, which were famous in the congregation, whom strove against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah, when they strove against the Lord, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah. When that company died, what time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Notwithstanding, the children of Korah died not. The sons of Simeon, after the families of Nemor, the family of the Nimrodites, of Jamin, the family of the Jamanites, of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, of Shor, the family of the Shulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The children of the Gad, after their families, of Zivan, the family of Ziphonites, of Haggai, and the family of the Haggites, of Shumna, the family of the Shunites, of Ozni, the family of Ozanites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Erad, the family of the Eridites, of Eri, the family of the Erilites. These are the families of the children of God, according to those that were numbered of them, 30,500. The sons of Judah were Ur and Enan. And Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, after their families, were of Shulah, the family of the Shulamites, of Perez, the family of the Perez, Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, and the sons of Perez. Here were a Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamuel, the family of the Hamuelites. These are the family of Judah, according to those that were numbered of them, 16,500 of the sons of the Issachar after the family of Tola, the family of the Tolanites, of Pua, the family of the Punites, of Jerchab, the family of the Jishabites, of the Simran, the family of the Simranites. These are the families of the Issachar, according to those that were numbered of them, 74,300 of the sons of Zebulun are the families of the Sird, the family of the Sirdites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Julio, the family of the Juliites. These are the family of the Zebulunites, according to those that were numbered of them, 73,500. The sons of Joseph after their families were Manasseh and Ephraim. Of the sons of Manasseh, of Meshkar, the family of the Meshkarites, of Meshkar begot Gilead. Of Gilead came the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead. Of Jizrah, the family of the Jizrahites. Of Helek, the family of the Helekites. And in Syria, the family of the Israelites. And the family of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites. And of Shemedia, the family of the Shemedianites. Of the Hefer, the family of the Heferites. And Zelophehad, the son of the Hefer, and no son, but daughters. And the names of the daughters was Zilahad, were Mihala, and Noah, Hagla, Melka, and Perzah. These are the families of the Manasseh, and these that were numbers of them, 52,700. And these are the sons of the Ephraim, they after their family. And the Shulah, the family of the Shulahites, of the Becker, the family of the Beckerites, of Pilhan, the family of the Pilhanites. And these are the sons of the Shulah, of Iran, and family of the Iranites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that are numbered of them are 32,500. These are the sons of the Joseph after their family. The sons of Benjamin after the families of Bela, the family of the Belaites, of Eshbel, the family of the Eshbelites, Hiram, and the family of the Hiramites, of Shupham, and the family of the Shuphamites, of Ephraim, the family of the Hufamites, and the sons of Bela, after Ed, of Neman, and Er, the family of the Edites, and the Neman, the family of the Namites. These are the sons of the Benjamin after their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan after the family of the Shuham, the family of the Shumanite. These are the families of Dan after their families. All the families of the Shumahite might, according to those that were numbered, of them were 64,400. Of the children of Asher, after their families, in Gimna, the family of the Gimnites, and the Jeshua, the son of the Jeshuites, and the Beria, the family of the Berites, and his sons of Zerah of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Melchiel, the family of the Mechalites, and the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher according to those that were numbered of them. 1,400 were the sons of Naphtali after their families. Of Jezreel, the family of the Jezreelites. In Guni, the family of the Gunites. Of Jazer, the family of the Jezreelites. Of Shimeel, the family of the Shimeites. These are the families of Naphtali according to their families, and to them that were numbered of them were 45,400. These were the number of the children of Israel, 600,730. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, unto thee the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. That many thou shalt give the more inheritance, and to the few they shall give the least inheritance, to everyone that shall have his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot according to the names of the tribes of the fathers. They shall inherit. According to the lot shall the possession thereof between many and few. And these are they that were numbered of the Levites after the family of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohites, of Merariah, the family of the Merariites. These are the families of the Levites, the family of the Libanites, the family of the Hermonites, the family of the Hillites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korahites, and Kohath. Kohath begot Amram. And the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bore to Levi in Egypt. And she bore unto Amram Aaron and Moses, and Miriam, their sister. And unto Aaron was born Nabat, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, and Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. And those that were numbered of them were 23,000, all males from the month old and upward, for they were not numbered among the children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. These are they that were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan, near Jericho. But among these there was not a man of them whom Moses and the priests numbered when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. And there was not left a man of them, save Caleb, the son a gift for none. And Joseph, the son of none. Chapter 27. Who came the daughter of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Micah, the son of Manasseh, of the family of the Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and these are the names of his daughters: Melah, Noah, Hagla, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses, before Eleazar the priest, and before the priest and all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness. He was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together because the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin. He had no son. Why should the name of our father be down away from among his family? Because he had no son? Give unto us, therefore, the possessions among the brethren of their father." And Moses brought the cause before the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "The daughter of Zelophehad spake right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a man die and have no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. And if he have no daughter, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his brother. And if he have no brother, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his father's brother. And if his father have no brother, then he shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it, and it shall be unto the children of Israel the statue of judgment, as the Lord commanded Moses." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Get thee up unto the Mount Hermon, and see the land which I have given unto you, the children of Israel. And when thou hast seen it, thou also shalt be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother have gathered. For ye rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation. Sanctify me at the water before their eyes. That is the water of Meribah in Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin." And Moses spoke unto the Lord, saying, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirit of all flesh, set a man over the congregation which may go out before thee, and which go, which may be them in, that the children of the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Take be Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit. And thine hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thy honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient, and he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Aram, word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded. And he and Joshua and sent him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, with his hands upon him, and gave him a charge as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Amen. That's the conclusion of our reading for today in the book of Numbers. God bless you.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better.